It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
We welcome in the organizers of the race, Dave Dunn and Nick Pigg. Gentlemen, good morning. Thanks for coming in today.
Good morning.
Thank you, man.
Well, let's start, Dave. The third annual, has it grown even bigger than you thought it would when you first started talking about this thing?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mixed bag for me. I think as far as actual runners, we're probably a little smaller than I thought we might be, but as far as overall participation, way up. I mean, I didn't anticipate the 200 volunteers and the thousands of people that show up downtown. I mean, you might have 2,000-3,000 people at the start-finish line, you know, just friends of the runners and so on. So, yeah, the impact on the community, probably larger than I thought it would have.
Yeah, as you first thought of this thing, also there are some events that kind of ebb and flow. You know, some will peak and then decrease, kind of like the railroad days, the basketball tournament they had. And a lot of it was because they couldn't find the volunteers to execute the thing. But it sounds like you've been able to keep the volunteer pool up early here.
Yeah, Nick's wife Tracy has been kind of the volunteer coordinator for us, and she's done a really good job of staying in touch with people through the various media that are available. And I mean, I would say overwhelmingly, the volunteers have just been excited to be part of the event. So wouldn't you agree, Nick?
Yeah, I think so. It's great.
Well, Nick, let's talk a little bit about your involvement. Obviously, you're a runner. You run Go Outside and Play. And so something that's always been near and dear to your heart. Was this, with the start of this, first time you'd ever been involved in actually the organization of something this big?
Yeah, actually organizing them. I'd volunteered at a lot of them and ran in a lot of them, but never been, you know, like one of the main people behind the scenes. So it's been a huge learning experience, and we were just lucky, you know, when we started playing it, that we had someone great like Dave to get in there and take a big role in it also.
By the way, we know there's a challenge by a couple of guys next door. Is there a challenge between the two of you, Dave? I'm just checking.
Well, that wouldn't be much of a race.
Oh, so you're saying it wouldn't be fair to Nick? Is
no,
that what you're saying?
That's for sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm outweigh him by 70 pounds. So.
See, it wouldn't be fair. See, I was going to challenge Jim, but he won't be here, so I win by forfeit.
Nothing I can do. That's why I was getting out of town. I didn't want to mess with that.
No, but we got Eric and Ted next door from FM 95 doing a little bit of challenge. I think one may have a slight advantage over the other as far as the training goes. I'm not sure though. I'm just thinking.
Eric already ran up at Bishop Hill, and
now see.
And I'm not sure Ted has put one foot in front of the other recently.
Different training techniques. Ted is more with the arms.
Ted heard about the great after party and then the after party, and I mean he got pretty pumped. So.
There you go. Well, let's talk about the event itself. Sunday, June 1st, Sunday morning, things get underway early. There will be a half marathon, the 5K, and the 1 mile fun walk and run. Let's talk about registrations. People still have an opportunity to get registered.
Yeah, registration will be open online through May 30th at RunGelsbergRun.com. Also, on May 30th and May 31st, they can sign up at Packet Pickup at Go Outside and Play. And then race morning, we'll have a registration from 6 to 6:45.
Yeah, one of the things we encourage people to realize is, though, I mean, you may or may not get in if you show up Sunday morning just simply because of the manpower that it takes to input it manually. And the timing company has to have that information.
Yeah.
You know, and I had mentioned earlier, just jokingly, when we opened this, that if you haven't been training for it, don't bother. But that's not true. I mean, you can do it for fun. You can walk, whatever the case may be. You might not want to do the half, but if you've been doing it, you know, working out somewhat, you know, maybe the 5K, you can do a combination, run, walk, whatever. But the fun run as well. So
yeah, something for everybody that way.
Yeah, I'd say really anybody could do a 5K, even though they might primarily walk, but they'll get it done in the time frame allowed. And of course, the 1 mile is just intended to be more of a charity event. But there are people who take it seriously. There's actually some trophies this year for 1 mile. First year we're doing that. I think it's is it 10 and under and then 10 and over or something like that?
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows? I mean, you'd qualify for the 10 and over. You might
all
try.
Right. Yeah. set a new record for the slowest mile ever.
You know, it's interesting what you mentioned about the registrations, because I have a brother-in-law that he'll come back to Illinois to visit, and he'll just look around and try and find one of these races to go run and you know, want to do the walk-up that registration that same morning. And I suppose when you're talking about some of the smaller ones in the area, that's pretty easy to do, but I can see what you're saying now about the timing and stuff, that it's a little tougher as you get the race bigger, isn't it, Dave?
Right, and there's some, you know, legal things we have done and so on, and there's a transaction that takes place too. So last year I think we had a last minute guy who begged to get in and ended up winning his division, so it mm-hmm. would have been disappointing if he didn't get in, but he got in just by the skin of his teeth.
Mm-hmm. So he was a ringer then. He kind of showed up late, huh?
Yeah.
Talking with Dave Dunn and Nick Pigg, it's Run Galesburg Run coming up again Sunday, June 1st. Talk about volunteering. Do you still need some volunteers, or if somebody wants to help out, how would they go about that?
I think we're still in need of a few volunteers. So if someone wants to volunteer, they can also go to Run Galesburg Run, sign up on the volunteer tab, and then Tracy will assign a job to him. So, yeah, definitely, if someone's willing to help, we'd take them.
What kind of things, like if somebody volunteers, what might they be doing? Just like a monitoring the road, keeping the street clear of people running across or whatever? Or?
Yeah, I mean, the most important thing is people on the course, just making sure traffic and cars don't come together. But then we have stuff at the finish line, handing out medals or handing out drinks, just a little bit of everything to make it happen. Because without volunteers, it would not happen.
Yeah, we have a new, this year is the first year we've had a beer tent, kind of not on public property, but on the old Wells Fargo Bank property parking lot. And so that creates a little bit of uncertainty with us, just how many people do we need to man that. So we're hoping to have maybe a few extra volunteers just to be able to sign on the spot general duty.
Mm-hmm. How about from the safety standpoint? Obviously, if it's not real hot, that'll help out. But I'm guessing you've got to have some paramedics around just in case something happens.
Yeah, GHAS is on the course, so they'll actually have their ambulance, but there'll be bike paramedics also if something does happen. And we're fortunate that all the aid stations are manned by Cottage Hospital, so there's medical professionals at every single aid station out there.
Yeah, and at the start-finish line, not only do we have a huge Cottage presence, but OSF also is providing a blood pressure screening and that sort of thing. And we have, GHAS, of course, has been just instrumental. Galesburg Police Department, Knox County Sheriff's Department have just been, you can't say enough about how they've stepped forward and really helped us make sure this is a safe event, and they really supply manpower to us.
And I was going to say, even, enough with a 5K, but even with when you're doing the half marathon, 13.1 miles, that you've got to have a lot of, like I said, the police presence, having the roads blocked off, and the help with the security, and as you mentioned, mm-hmm. the stations with the water or the drinks and that time. But just a lot. I mean, the city's done a lot to help you out with this as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see. We feel really fortunate to have like a motorcycle patrol leading the race. They put officers on bicycles sort of at the end to keep the traffic at bay. And then, of course, at all the intersections that are really critical out in the country, Knox County Sheriff posts a squad car with flashing lights to make sure the runners are safe.
Talk a little bit about the course itself. Is the 5K just a portion of the half marathon course, and the half marathon goes on, and kind of where what will people see if they're out on the course?
Yeah, about a mile and a half in, the half marathon and 5K split, and then the 5K works its way back to the finish line the same way they came out. The half marathon continues out into the country. So whereas you get a lot of town, then you get some nice rolling hills out in the country and a little bit of hopefully wind to cool you down a little bit. And I think people like it too, because when Galesburg's pretty much flat, when you get out there, you get some nice rolling hills, so you can get some good uphills, but also good downhills to mm-hmm. follow them. So,
Nick, I thought I'd ask, since part of the morning we've been talking about the proposed tax on sugary drinks, and you hear a lot about how the nation isn't as healthy as it was, and too many people are overweight and that sort of thing, but you look at these road races and some of these things and the record numbers of people that are turning out. So there's still a lot of people out there that are keeping good shape. You probably run into a lot of those at your store.
Yeah, there's a huge amount of them. I mean, it shows this is through time, there's been about three big running booms, and we're in one of them right now. So, yeah, people want to be healthy. No matter what you do, there's people at each end of the spectrum, mm-hmm. But yeah, a lot of people want to be healthy, and it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess one of our things that I've noticed just in the 3 years is the number of races, small races that have popped up everywhere. So there's a, there's a fitness issue there. Sometimes there's a fundraising issue there too, but no question that there's an awareness of fitness maybe that's growing. And I think, I know our city council, when they approved use of the streets and, the permitting and so on, said, anything that promotes fitness is always going to be a popular thing for us.
Dave Dunn and Nick Pigg, Run Galesburg Run again coming up Sunday, June 1st. And talk about that. So many people joining. Nick, I know I talked with you earlier in the week. You have actually a training run coming up with a group of people again tomorrow. I mean, yeah. So you're getting more and more people that come out and do that?
Yeah, and I had a few people that asked us if we'd lead a training run, so we're taking some people out on the course tomorrow. And yeah, it's fun just getting people out there to experience the course too, so it's not the very first time you do it. It's not on race day, so... Yeah.
Do you get to enjoy the day at all, Dave, or are you so busy that you don't really get a chance to kick back and watch and see what's going on and see the other people enjoying it?
Yeah, there's more than one way to run a race.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So, there from you the go. Administrative side. Yeah. So no, it's just crazy busy all the time. So I don't even get a chance to get out and see the course. Nick does a little bit because he sort of monitors the course. But, yeah, for me, it's a matter of kind of herding volunteers and making sure the announcer has appropriate information and that sort of thing. But talk about a rush. It is really a blast. We're out there at midnight setting up the start-finish line, you know, and then, of course, up super early because my crew at Days Auto Body does all the setup of the race course. So we hit it pretty hard with trucks and cones and that sort of thing about 4 or 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. So how did you decide on the first Saturday in June? Just one of the dates that was open, or what was your thought in putting that together?
Well, we kind of looked through the race calendar in a 3-hour, you know, radius of Galesburg, and nothing was going on that weekend. Mm-hmm. So it was the most likely that we could not only get people from Galesburg, but we could also pull people from the surrounding area. And it's usually a weekend right after school gets out. So it's a good time to kick off the summer for families too.
Well, and in most cases, I would think there's exceptions, but it's probably not quite into the heat of summer to where you're not going to have, you know, as difficult an event. Bix used to try and run the thing in the middle of summer, and they gave up on that. It just gets too hot.
Yeah, so whenever you get into July, it's pretty risky. Yeah. You know, anything past early June.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, first year we were 85 degrees at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Hot.
And last year it was freezing cold, so this year we're hoping for something a little bit in the middle.
And I'm guessing there's been a really wide range of ages of people that have entered, from kind of both ends of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, little bitty kids, you know, 3-4-year-olds out there. Obviously, some people in strollers, so very young. And then 80-year-olds running the race. And so we have, and I think this year right now we currently have 9 states represented and about that same spread of age.
Hmm. You know, it's interesting, Nick. I was actually at a podiatrist yesterday, and we were talking, and she said, you know, all starts with your feet. And I mean, you certainly go through that with your store, but trying to educate people that if you don't have the right shoes, it's going to make for a pretty tough mile, or 13 miles, as the case may be. So I guess for people to do a little homework on taking care of their feet on these things is important.
Yeah, good shoes, and something that people skip over a lot of times is good socks over the course of 13 miles, even if it's not raining, like. And you get wet, blisters can happen, and you need to take care of that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the rest of your body might be saying, all right, let's go. But if those feet are hurting, that makes it pretty
tough.
Yeah,
it'll slow you down. Mm-hmm. It'll leave you sitting on the curb.
That's including while you're doing administrative duties as well, as much as you're going to be on your feet.
Indeed, yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the course. Is it the same as it has been the other 2 years?
Pretty much? Yeah, same race course, running partly through downtown and then out to Fremont Road and on out into the county and coming back up Blaze Road near East Galesburg and then kind of making a loop.
So start is on Seminary, is that correct? On the bricks? Or we moved that?
The start's actually at Kellogg and Simmons, by the Kellogg Orpheum.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yes. That was my mistake. Okay, so Kellogg and Simmons and, like I said, for those that get a chance to enjoy while they're running, see, you know, to get a chance to take a look around Galesburg, especially, as you mentioned, 9 people represented from 9 different states, kind of getting a chance to see our town a little bit, too. And another great thing, you know, those people coming from out of state probably aren't coming by themselves, bringing people along. So there's, you know, motels, restaurants, whatever the case may be, it's something that's raising money locally as well.
No question. There's an economic impact, and I think you're going to see that continue to grow. And we'll probably fool around with the race course a little bit as, you know, overpasses and underpasses get built, you know, so that we can avoid people possibly being stopped by a train. But another feature about this race that I think is very important is all the entertainment that's out on the race course. If you're not a runner, you may not realize that. We have multiple bands. This year the Gadets have offered to come out, and they're going to do like a chorus line way out in the country where it gets pretty lonely.
Yeah.
So they're going to have, you know, 16 girls out there doing dances and more or less a chorus line, drum circle, mm-hmm. bands, kind of punk rock band, all country band, you name it, it's out there.
And I would imagine you would encourage people, I know at the Bix that and other big races that, you know, in your neighborhood, your house, put your stereo out there, have some music for people as they're going by, cheer for them, you know, encourage mm-hmm. them as they're going by.
That's right, yeah. Even if you can't take part in the race or volunteer, go out in your front yard and watch. It'll be fun.
Keep in mind, you can never have too much cowbell.
That's right.
I got a fever. The only cure is more cowbell.
When you laid the big course out, how big an undertaking was that? I mean, because you're talking about a long distance. You got to probably get it okayed through a lot of different avenues. That was probably the biggest job of this whole project when it got started, wasn't it, to get all the right-of-ways for that?
Yeah, and, you know, we're fortunate that we've kept the same course these last couple of years, so it's made it easier. But the big thing in the beginning was getting 13.1 miles without crossing a train track, and that's hard, you know. I had a group of people, and we basically just ran different running courses for about 3 months until we found one that worked.
Especially in the Galesburg area.
Yeah, I think really the city people were really helpful with that, too.
Because they
understood all the traffic issues and the things to avoid, you know, because depending on when it is, people are starting to think about getting ready to go to church and that kind of thing. So we have to be very conscious of that and try to be good citizens ourselves.
All right, Run Galesburg Run coming up a week from Sunday, June 1st. Again, you can still register. Go to RunGalesburgRun.com. You've got a little bit of time to go ahead and get registered, but we would suggest doing it as soon as possible. I mean, you will take walk-ups if there's room.
You bet.
That's right. All yes. Right.
Anything else you'd like to add about the event? And, Dave, you mentioned actually the kind of a post party. Talk a little more about that quickly here.
Yeah, we have on-site. It's the Cottage Hospital. Hospitality tent, and then after that, I think we close that down around 12:30, so right after noon, there's an after party at Iron Spike where they have some special things planned. So, you know, part of this is to try to keep people downtown, spending some money, enjoying our beautiful town and some of the fooderies and so on. Oh, one other thing, we have a pre-race pasta meal planned Saturday night prior to the race. So anytime after 5 o'clock, you can go into either Hammer's General Feed Store, the Landmark Cafe and Creperie, or of course Iron Spike. Those three we've partnered with, and they're going to offer some Run Galesburg Run specials for those of you who want to carb up.
Load up on the carbs, you bet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Well, Dave and Nick, thank you so much for joining us. It's just a great event. No, it's going to just continue to grow. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.